You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America, to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today we are visiting with Doug Wright, a survivor of a head-on vehicle collision and passionate about helping people overcome their innermost fears, especially when recovering from trauma. Doug is a motivational speaker based in Brisbane, Australia. Mr. Wright, certainly a pleasure to have you with us on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks, Eric. It's wonderful to be here. And everybody calls me Doug, so just call me Doug. That'd be great.
You got it, and I think we can handle that request no problem at all. So first of all, what is Doug Wright going to give us today? Go ahead and kick things off, if you would.
Well, I want to give you an insight into how it is to have things close to you taken away from no fault of your own, and how to overcome the challenge of starting again, how to walk, how to forgive.
And shifting gears a little, and as a motivational speaker, how can you influence us today and the listener?
Well, I want to influence you by showing you that life is only a game. We take things far too seriously. You know, we need to see the lighter side of life. We're not here for long. You know, therefore, we should enjoy the experience.
And I couldn't agree more with that. Now, I had mentioned earlier, as we kicked the show off, that you were involved in a head-on vehicle collision and survived that circumstance. What have been the challenges that you have experienced, maybe involving that situation or anything around that? That would be great.
Well, the thing is, you know, you got challenges have to be overcome. The trauma of a head-on collision that nearly killed me, go through the pain, having multiple fractures and operations. I've probably had 120 hours of operations. I've got multiple prosthetics in my legs. I've got replaced knees and hips and pelvises and that sort of thing. So learning how to walk again, having to overcome a marriage breakdown. My marriage broke down because of the crash, and how to run my life. How to run my finances again, how to start all over again, because, things change so much. You have to have a paradigm shift. It's a complete paradigm shift.
And with what little you have shared here should motivate us to complain a whole lot less or little at all after what you've gone through. Today we are joined by Doug Wright, a motivational speaker based in Brisbane, Australia, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. You can follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Now, continuing on, if you don't mind, how did you overcome those challenges that you mentioned earlier?
Yeah, look, Eric, the way I overcame the challenges was never give up. You've got to look on the bright side. Don't look on the dark negative side. There's always a silver lining. Opportunity happens out of adversity is one of my catch cries. You know, I think at the end of the day, we all have challenges in life, and we can all overcome them if we actually look at the bright side of life, not at the dark side. I think, you know, when we drive along the motorway, we look out the front window. We don't look at the rear vision mirror all the time. We look out the front. So the front window is heaps bigger than the rear window, and I keep on looking forward. I don't look back.
Certainly some good advice right there. Now, how can what happened to you change the way that people look at themselves? I know that I'm already doing that myself, analyzing what you've gone through and what little I've gone through. I've got nothing to complain about. Again, how can what happened to you change the way that people look at themselves?
Well, like I said, I think at the end of the day, I think we all have challenges in life. I think we you know, there's people are worse off than me, and there are people that are better off than me. And the way I look at it, though, is, you know, you could have some person that has lost both legs in Afghanistan, for instance, and they could be the most motivated person in the planet. And then you have some guy that's on a building site and he's hit his finger with a hammer, and he could be the most angry person in the world. So I think it's about our mindset and the way we look at things. The way that we go through life, I mean, we do need to forgive in this world. I think we need to, you know, things happen every day. Things happen to us every day. You could be driving along the road and people cut in front of you, but you're never going to see that person again anyway, so it actually doesn't matter.
So true. Lastly, what would you say to someone that is having challenges in their life? There may be a slight overlap here, but just bringing focus to that in conclusion.
Well, I think, like I previously said, I think you need to find a mentor and a coach, someone that you can trust, you can ask questions. I think the big thing for me is to set goals, but start small, because amazing things can be done if you take, you know, you take small steps. Don't take on too much at once. Take baby steps to start off with, and most importantly, get started.
Doug, it certainly has been an honor and a pleasure to have had you on the program. Thanks so much for your time. If you would, tell our listeners where they can get more information about you, your coaching services, and how one could be best in touch.
Okay, so the website is willnevergiveup.com. And all my information's on there, or my phone number, and there's, you know, you can go in and you can make requests and that sort of thing. So, I'd really look forward to catching up with people, and I'll return everybody's call and everybody's email that emails me.
Once again, Doug, we thank you for spending a moment with us here today on Enterprise Radio, and certainly wish you continued success.
Wonderful, Eric. Appreciate your time. Thank you very, very much for having me.
And you're more than welcome. We have been speaking with Doug Wright, a survivor of a head-on vehicle collision, and passionate about helping people overcome their innermost fears, especially when recovering from trauma. Doug is a motivational speaker based in Brisbane, Australia. And for more information, simply visit willnevergiveup.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.